What's up? It's your wingman, Dean Cortez, and I'm in the studio today with a friend of mine named Marnie, a.k.a. the Wing Girl. You might have heard of Marnie. She works with a lot of top guys in this business, including David D'Angelo and Neil Strauss. And Marnie's company specializes in helping guys to be more attractive to women, to meet more girls, to sort of turbocharge their overall lifestyle. And all this coaching is being done from the perspective of a hot girl who's out there all the time on the scene and knows what women are really looking for in a guy. A lot of guys out there have this stuff all twisted around. They really don't understand how attraction works. And so Marnie is there to provide a lot of answers and a lot of help. So I have her here today, and she's going to explain more about her methods, tell some pretty cool stories, and she has a new program, which I just went through, and I highly recommend this thing. It's packed with killer content, and by clicking the link below, you can go see it for yourself. Definitely take a look. It is powerful stuff from a totally unique perspective. So Marnie, welcome to the program, and I want to start by asking you about how you got involved in this business, you know, what motivated you to want to start helping guys, and you know, I got to mention the fact that you're the first girl I've ever interviewed. I've talked to probably over 100 guys who teach this kind of stuff. And usually they all have a very similar backstory. Like they were high school losers. They couldn't get laid. Their girlfriend left them. They got cheated on. They got dumped, you know, yada, yada. And then one day they discovered these secrets that, you know, transformed them and made them really good with girls. But you're the first woman I've ever actually interviewed about this stuff.
I feel honored that I'm your first woman. I like that a lot. That makes me feel really special. To be honest, how I started in this industry, I was drunk. I was drunk on a Friday night at a singles mixer, and I had just started seeing my now husband. So this was 7 years ago. So he was a guy I just had met a couple of weeks before, and I was interested in him, but I was still obviously wanting to get out there and date. So I was at the singles mixer, and literally it was like a junior high school dance. You know how you have guys on one side of the room and girls on the other side, and everybody's sort of afraid to mingle. So I started grabbing guys and getting them to go interact with women, and I would give them feedback on their approach. I would help them with their style. I would help them with things to say. I would introduce them to women, like break into conversation, and then call one of the guys over. And by the end of the evening, people were mingling and talking and having a really good time. Numbers were exchanged, dates were made. And I got home and I was with my best friend, and again, a little bit tipsy. And I was like, ugh, I hate my job. I would love to do what I just did tonight for a job, like be people's wing girls. Because I think that so many men are so confused on what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. And I could really help a lot of men. And my roommate came downstairs, who was a guy, he was like 30 years old. And he's like, yeah, no guy is ever going to want that service. No guy would ever listen to a woman. And I was like, you know what? I don't think you're right about that. So I went into my bedroom and I put an ad up on Craigslist. I don't know if you have it where you are, but Craigslist is like a online classifieds. And right. I had 75 guys respond by the next morning. So I had started a business. I wasn't really sure what it was originally. So I originally started off with two wing girls who would go out with guys and pick up women for men. And then over time, I realized that a lot of the guys that I were with actually needed a lot more instruction. So we would end up, instead of picking up women for them, we would be sitting in the corner and they would just be asking me question after question after question about women. And I was giving them some information that for me was, you know, second nature. But I didn't realize that a lot of men didn't know this information. And then I discovered David D'Angelo, or I guess he discovered me, and I got brought into the world of pickup. And I did a seminar with David D'Angelo. I spoke at one of his seminars about 6 years ago. And that's what really put me on the map in the pickup artist industry. And now I've expanded into more of the dating arena. But that's my history of how I am part of this world. And I have been advising men for the past 7 years, and probably have worked with a few thousand men by now to help them really master their dating lives with women, their attraction levels, their sexual side, and really become rock stars with women without manipulating, being dishonest, or hurtful.
All right.
Sorry, long-winded story. But yeah, that's how I have become a part of this industry.
Very interesting. And you mentioned that you were married. So I'm curious, what's your own dating history been like, you know, prior to getting married? I mean, were you a loser with guys the same way that a lot of these gurus were losers with girls at one point in their lives?
I always was really good with guys, but truthfully, I was really bad with girls. I was always awkward and uncomfortable. Girls used to freak me out the same way that they freak out a lot of my clients, but I was always really good friends with guys, and I was always really insightful when it came to women because I was very inquisitive. I would ask questions. I would observe. I would understand what females were doing, the way that they were responding, and the things that they weren't saying. So I would always relay that information to my guy friends, and I would actually help them pick up girls. Like from the time that I was 14 with my guy friends, I was introducing them to girls, giving them female advice. If they ever had an issue with women, they would always come to me. But I myself had great difficulties with women, with being friends with women, with making connections with women. And so actually a lot of the background of where I come from is because I have also learned how to connect with women. On a different level, because I'm not after sex with them, from them, or relationships with them, but I'm after connecting with them. So any of my advice really stems from that anxiety that I used to have. So I do have a similar story to many of the men that are part of our group. It's just a little bit different.
Okay, well, here's my next question. Who do you think is more effective, a good wing man or a good wing woman, and why?
Ooh, I think both are equally as effective. I think it's nice to have a balance of both, of everything in your life. So I always say that I'm not in competition with any of the men that are out there. I go hand in hand with them. So you can go learn techniques from other guys, and then you can test them on me to see if they're actually working on you. Because as a woman, I can feel it in my stomach when you hit your points of attraction. And I don't think any man can give you those same answers. The benefit of having a wing girl is that eyes are drawn to you instantly. If you have a good-looking girl beside you that you are being playful with, joking around with, having a really good time, other female eyes in the room are going to be drawn to that fun energy, look at you with me or with one of my wing girls and say, all right, he's validated. He gets along with girls. Girls are interested with him. He looks like he's having a blast. That's something that I might want to be a part of. Rather than a guy walking in by himself or with one of his wingmen, and girls saying, yeah, those guys are on the prowl, they're players, and putting up some sort of guard towards them. Having me by their side, it does instantly help women drop their guards. So it gives them a foot in the door. But wingmen are also wonderful. But sometimes wingmen, like if a guy is out and he is a little bit more shy and he has another wingman who is more outgoing and fun and sociable, the girls are actually going to be interested in him, and they'll get pissed off when they get stuck with a quiet guy.
That's true. And, you know, one of the mistakes that I see a lot of guys making is that they're not meeting new women every time they go out. They're not constantly meeting new women. And what I mean by that is that most guys will go out to a bar or a club, and they fixate on the one hot girl they really want to go home with, and that's the only girl they'll try to talk to. And like you said, when a guy is interacting with other women and getting positive attention from women, all the other eyes in the room are on him, and they're noticing that, right? So what I'm saying is a guy should be cultivating relationships all the time, okay? Instead of standing there at the bar with your beer, waiting for the right opportunity to come along, what you want to do is reach out and start making connections all over the place. Start a conversation with that group of girls standing nearby. It doesn't matter how attractive or unattractive they may be. As long as they're fun and they have good energy, you know, build them into your network. The more women you have in that network, the more attractive you are to the other women. And when you have a lot of female friends and you can roll out with them to the clubs and the bars on a Friday night, that makes you instantly more attractive when you show up with women.
Oh, I agree. And rolling in with a group as well who is up for fun and excitement. I actually have a story when I was like 20 years old, I went to Australia backpacking, and that was one of my stages of getting over my extreme approach anxiety. I had actually had a stroke a little bit earlier because of my extreme approach and social anxiety, and I was out, and I saw this guy from across the room who was hanging out with a group of people, not interested in me or anybody else around, but really focused on his group of friends having a blast, and I was instantly drawn to him, and I looked around the room and saw that other women were having the exact same reaction, and this guy, not good looking. He was actually like pretty scrawny. I think about 5'7" or 5'8", kind of losing his hair, pretty pale. So just trying to give you a picture that he wasn't at all like a dynamic person who would pop out at you. But the fact that he was having such a great time interacting with everybody there, pulling people into his group and just having a blast, instantly drew people to him. He ended up being my boyfriend later on down the road, but in that evening when I first saw him, like, he had this crazy magnetic energy that was pulling people in. So I totally agree with you with what you're saying about having groups and really taking advantage of a whole situation rather than just focusing on individual hot girls.
Exactly. And Marnie, you work with a lot of the guys in this industry, you know, guys who have their own companies, their own coaching seminars and books. What do you think is lacking out there that you're providing? You know, what are you bringing to the table with your teachings that are not already being covered by all the other material out there on seduction and attraction?
I'm bringing the secrets that women don't typically tell men. A lot of men are telling the theories about things that have happened to them and what they've done to recover and to fix the situation and to sidestep the situation. I really am giving the other side to what's going on because there's a lot of misunderstandings between the two sexes. And I get why there is, you know, there's experiences that have happened to both sides where they're angry and they're frustrated and they don't get what's going on. And it's hard to have like an empathetic point of view when you're in that position where you have been rejected or hurt, or even where you've had a great experience, just really understanding what's going on with the opposite side. And I really believe that what I am giving men is I'm giving them access into a woman's mind so that they can understand what's going on. Because I think that if you're learning any new skill, whether it's tennis, piano, French, you kind of have to know what it is that you're dealing with to a really high level if you want to be really, really good at it. And a lot of men offer fantastic information. They've done a lot of things. They've experienced a lot of things that I haven't experienced because I'm not a man. And I've never had those experiences with women. But I have had those experiences from the other side. So I know what's really going on. So I've had one-night stands. I've flaked on men. I've rejected men. I've loved men. I've tested men. I've gotten in fights with men. I've done everything. But well, the one thing that I believe that I really have is the ability to clearly articulate what it is that I'm thinking, feeling, and experiencing in a way that men can really understand and they can take action on the information that I'm telling them.
You know, I've heard you do a lot of in-field coaching too, where you actually accompany guys out to bars and help them meet women. So how does this work? You know, how do you actually wing these guys in the field? Are you bringing girls over to meet them? Are you backing them up when they go in? You know, how does that work?
Well, actually, you know, I'm not doing as many of those anymore. I'm now working internationally with people. So I've sort of stepped away from doing those actual outings with people. And I do a lot of coaching. I have a lot of programs that are on my site that people can buy. So they have at-home kits of working with me if they're not able to work with me in person. But then I do Skype coaching sessions with them. But I am getting back into doing boot camps, and I actually just had auditions for Wing Girls yesterday because I'm doing an event with Neil Strauss on June 25th. So I need more Wing Girls with me. But typically how an evening like that works is it's kind of like a boot camp, you know? I am the woman who is analyzing what it is that they're doing, giving them the instant feedback as to how it feels as a woman. What I'm perceiving when I see them. Do I feel butterflies in my stomach? And just because I'm married, I can still feel attraction. I am not, I don't even know what the word is, but I can still feel what it feels like when somebody's flirting with me and when I'm excited about it. And for a lot of the guys that I do work with, by the end of their time working with me, I do feel it. And I feel intimidated. I always say to them that when I feel intimidated to be with them, that's when I know they've got it.
Right. Now, are you coaching guys on more than pickup? No, does it go beyond that? I mean, are you like helping guys get their entire lifestyles together? Because a lot of guys out there that I've worked with, you know, they want to jump in and start learning the techniques and, you know, the openers and the approaches. But these guys really need to get their lives in order first. You know, you want to have the overall package, not just a bunch of slick lines.
Yeah. Oh God, I do everything now. It's really strange because I, you know, it's progressed over the past 7 years. And as I saw different needs for different guys, it's definitely expanded into style and fashion. But more importantly about giving guys a lifestyle that's super sexy. Like, you know, a lot of the, one big mistake that a lot of guys make is not having a life and not having passions in their life. So that as soon as a woman does come along, they just jump on her because she is everything to them at that moment. So I help guys really also build an attractive lifestyle for themselves that they can still keep and hold on to when they do meet women, which gives them the opportunity to meet more women and also to not get so eager and excited and needy when they do meet another woman.
Uh-huh. You know, a lot of guys who teach this stuff claim that, you know, attraction is not a conscious choice for women. Like, there are things that a guy can say and do that are going to make her feel attracted to him regardless of what he looks like, regardless of the car he drives and how much money he makes. Now, this is definitely true to some extent, but at the same time, there's a lot of hype out there, and it just simply is not believable when some of these websites claim, you know, you can be disgustingly obese, you can be broke, you can be living in your mother's basement. None of it matters. If you use these magic pickup lines and these routines, you'll be banging, you know, Playboy playmates before you know it. But like I said, you know, having said that, there are definitely things you can do to trigger the attraction mechanism in a woman and overcome certain shortcomings that you might have. Now, you're a hot girl. You've been approached a million times, I'm sure, in your career. And I want to ask you, what's the truth behind this from a woman's point of view? Does any guy have a chance with any girl, no matter how hot and desirable she is, if he's got confidence and strong game? Do you believe that to be true?
Oh, God, yeah. Because I have a story for you. So I was out with one of my girlfriends recently, and we look across the bar, and there's this really, like, gorgeous guy. And she's like, oh, my God, I would love to go over and talk to him. He's so hot. I can't stop looking at him. He must be amazing. He must have the best personality. Because, of course, you know, that's what most people think when they see an attractive person, that they have their lives fully together, they have no insecurities, and they're perfect. So I was like, okay, come with me. So we went over to the guy. I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, this is my friend. Talk. And I walked away. And she came back 5 minutes later, and she's like, that was the most dull and boring person I've ever talked to in my life. I can't believe you left me there. I was looking for an excuse to leave after the first 30 seconds of talking to him. He was horrible, and I actually find him unattractive now. Okay? This is the same girl that 2 weeks later ended up meeting another guy on the opposite end of the spectrum who, for her, when she first met him, she was like, yeah, he's not so attractive. He's a little bit shorter than what I usually like, a little bit older, but he had an amazing personality and character, and he was one of the most confident person that I've ever met. He didn't pounce on me. He didn't seem needy. He was funny. I enjoyed his energy. I enjoyed talking to him. Like, and he wasn't her typical in the very first 10 seconds of meeting him. But he was instantly able to win her over and make her interested to hear more about him because of his strong character that he's obviously earned and worked on over time, you know? So, no, you don't have to be a gorgeous model. But you have to have a really strong character to back you up. And that's what women are attracted to, especially for long term. For one night of, like, fun and stupid bantering and sex, like, yes, people are more superficial, especially if they're in a bar, and that's what you're going to get. But if you're looking for something, and a lot of women are looking for something a little bit more long term, they are going to require a really strong character. They're going to require a man who has confidence, who is proactive, who has passion, and he doesn't have to be the most attractive person in the room. He doesn't even have to be the most attractive person, you know, at all. He just has to have a really, really great, strong character.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned earlier that you used to suffer from really bad social anxiety yourself, and approach anxiety is a form of social anxiety, I guess. And now you've mastered that, and you're actually coaching guys on how to approach women. And it's one of your specialties, you know, getting guys motivated and informing them on how to step to the girls and start conversations with total fearless confidence. So right now I want to ask you, Marnie, for some tips on this. What are some specific things that guys can do to overcome their approach anxiety forever?
Okay, so for me, what I did originally, my first step to get over approach anxiety was go out and approach 10 people every single day. Because the thing is that if you cannot approach people, you're not going to be able to approach a really hot woman. And you have to start working your brain muscles as well to getting into the habit of seeing that there are numerous options around you at all time. So if you approach 10 people every single day, starting off by saying hi, that's your success right there. And I know that it seems stupid because guys are like, how the hell is that going to help me with women? But there's obviously another sequence of exercises that you do after that. But the first initial one is really taking that risk to go out there and approach a stranger. approach a stranger in the middle of the day when they are living their lives and you're afraid to bother them and interrupt them by saying hi. And actually, people would be quite shocked by the response they get. People are a lot more open and receptive than you think. And it actually builds up your confidence as you continue saying hi to 10 people every single day for a week. The next step after that is going into, hey, how you doing? Asking some sort of question, an open-ended question. And then as you progress through that, there's different exercises that you can do to get yourself more comfortable to get over approach anxiety. Because once you're comfortable with people, then you can go on to approaching women and then attractive women that you're interested in. It's all about working a muscle to get you comfortable so that approaching is on automatic recall for you and you don't put as much pressure on this one approach that you have one time a month with an attractive woman.
Now, I know, Marnie, that you don't teach your students pickup lines and routines the way some other gurus do that stuff. So how do you teach your guys how to carry on conversations? Once they make the approach, then what comes next? How do you guide them?
Well, I teach them about how women view conversation and that they need something to connect to in order for a guy to be memorable. So I always tell them this story about me at the David D'Angelo seminar where I met Mystery for the first time. And Mystery was able to pull me away from a conversation with like five other guys, and we bantered and he talked at me for about an hour and a half. And I played the game of, ooh, I want you to want me. He played the game of, I know you want me. And then we separated. And then I never thought about him again. He gave me nothing tangible to latch onto. He entertained me for 2 hours. And that's great. Because if I was in a bar or a club, I possibly would have made out with him, but I would have left after. I wouldn't have answered the phone if he called or texted, because I would have gotten everything out of him that evening that I wanted to. If I really want to connect to somebody and have them be memorable, or for a guy to connect to me and be memorable, they need to understand what it is that we're looking for in connections. So I help these guys learn how to have proper conversations with women that don't just put them in the friend zone with them, but puts them into an attractive zone. So what I practice is something called observation, listen, confirm, affirm, which I actually borrowed from Bill from PUA Forums, the listen, affirm, confirm, because I loved it, and then share, and that's how you connect. So I, as you notice, I run on tangents for a long time, but I get to a point eventually. But so you start off by making an observation, and a practice technique that I give to the guys that I work with is I tell them to pretend that they have ADD for about a week. And I'm not against anybody with ADD. I have some slight ADD in me as well, but literally just practice getting observations around you. So if you're sitting in a room, time yourself for 30 seconds and make as many observations about the room around you in those 30 seconds. Okay, that's getting your brain ready for observations, because that's how you break into conversation, by noticing something that's going on around you and observing and breaking into the conversation. So once you've broken into the conversation with a woman, you're going to start talking and you're going to listen to her talk. You're going to confirm that you've heard what she said. And then you're going to affirm that because of what she said, you like her a little bit more and you're intrigued and interested. Okay, and then you're going to share something about you. And the sharing portion is the most important, because that's where you pull a woman back into your world, paint a mental picture for her, a visual picture of what your world is like, and then you give it back to her. And then that's how you connect on a deeper level. And at some point in there, and what I do with clients is that we practice these techniques, and then I teach you, you know, where to throw in touching as well to increase sexuality during that conversation. But that's how you really connect and make yourself more memorable to women.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about one of my favorite topics, which is sex. I recently put out a program which is all about one-night stands, how to meet a girl and sleep with her the same night that you meet her, sometimes within a couple of hours of meeting her if you really want to accelerate things. And it's been my experience and the experience of a lot of my friends who are good at this stuff, that, you know, women, even the most beautiful, hottest women in the clubs and the bars, they're open to going home with a guy tonight and getting laid. If the guy puts her in the right mindset, makes her feel comfortable, and does certain things, you know, to get her home with him, there's a whole process you can work. Now, I'm sure for a lot of guys that you coach, if they're beginning at this stuff, you know, for them, a victory might be getting a phone number. That's cool. But if you have the opportunity to sleep with the girl and close the deal that night, you've got to strike while the iron is hot. As long as you're okay with it, and as long as you make her feel okay with it, there's no harm. In fact, some of my, you know, long-term relationships were with girls who I slept with on the first night that I met them. If the attraction is there and the chemistry is there, you know, why not? So, Marnie, let me get your take on this about one-night stands, and what do you think of my statement that a lot of girls are so much more up for this than guys realize?
No, I agree with you. And I agree with you on all levels that, yes, women are open to a one-night stand as long as they know that they're not going to be used and treated like a slut and just a person that they're going to have sex with. That's when women are open to it. Women are very open to fantasy and exciting experience as long as they feel safe with their decision. So I'll tell a story about the guy that I was talking about before who was at that bar who was not very attractive, but I was totally drawn to. And that night we were both staying at the same hostel. We walked back to the hostel and we started making out with each other. And I tensed up because I was a big prude back then, right? So I was very protective of myself. I had a lot of guy friends. So I heard the way that guys talk about girls who just like, they would call them sluts and whores. And I never wanted to be that girl or seen that way or used because that's like it's a huge thing for a lot of girls to be seen as that type of girl. I want to feel empowered and strong and choosing my own sexuality. So he felt me tense up and he said to me, he's like, listen, if you're uncomfortable without anything, he slapped my hand and I will stop instantly. And from that point on, I relaxed. I realized that it was my choice and I did not have to slap his hand at all during the entire time that we were hanging out. And that was a cool experience for me. I'd never had that before. And the reason that I was able to relax and let that happen was because he made me feel really safe and secure, that my actions weren't going to be used against me and that I was allowed to have my own choice to be sexual.
Okay, so you're showing guys how to escalate, you know, physically and how to get things moving towards sex, because I'm always showing my guys how to do this stuff. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you have the opportunity, like I said, you've got to jump on it.
I coach guys on whatever it is that they want for that evening. But the thing is that with women, if they can tell, because, okay, I'm going to take a step back. So you know the biological tendencies of men and women, right? That men are hunters and women are gatherers and women protect the cave while the men are out getting all the food. And we're multitaskers and we're scanners, okay? So we scan for inconsistencies and things that are not congruent so that we can protect as best as possible. So our senses are really high when we are meeting a person for the first time. We scan a person on multiple different levels. Men go by experience that they have with a person, women go by what they're feeling on the inside that they can notice. So if a man is approaching a woman just after sex, we can sense that very easily. When we can tell that we're not even anything to them, that we're really just like a whole or an experience for that evening, and it's not about us as well, that's when we'll put our guard up towards them. But, and you can be as honest as possible and just say that you are going to just be having sex. But if we feel that we're being misled in any way or that something's not truthful, we're going to stop you instantly. Because we know that we're going to feel bad about ourselves. We know that we're going to be hurt. There's so many scary things that can possibly happen to us if we do let our guards down. So if you do want, this is my advice to the guys that I work with, is if you do want some like a one-night stand with a girl, you don't have to be dishonest with it. Please don't promise to, you know, or promise in some way that you're offering this girl a long-term relationship or that's what you're looking for. Be honest and say that you're offering like an exciting experience for her to be a part of where there is something fun and exciting that she can do that won't be used against her in any way.
That's totally true. I call it overcoming the female objections. You know, I say in my book, The One-Night Stands Playbook, that women have 5 objections hardwired into their brains. And if you can overcome those objections and neutralize those doubts in her mind, you can get her home for sex that night. Anyway, shifting gears, let me throw you a curveball here, Marnie. What are the 3 biggest mistakes that guys make when they go out to meet women?
Pouncing on women and putting women on pedestals is a huge one. I always say that, yes, an attractive woman She has a skill set that you can see because she's wearing it on her sleeve. She's attractive, but you don't know anything else about her. So I find that a lot of the guys that I work with, they see an attractive woman and they completely forget about themselves. Like, all respect goes out the window, whether they're 25 or 39 or 45. They put all those years of knowing themselves and knowing how awesome they are, they throw it out because this person is attractive that they see. So instantly, they forget about themselves and they pounce on this woman because they think that either some other guy's going to get her, or if they leave for 3 seconds, they're going to forget about him. They put women up on pedestals. That's definitely number one. And actually, women don't like to be put up on pedestals. We like to be appreciated rather than worshipped. If I feel worshipped, I will walk all over you. And I'm a nice person, but I'll still do it as a woman. That is what I'll do. Because it's like, I don't see you as having any value either. If anything, I get really annoyed by it because you are so weak. Another mistake that I see with men is really not having boundaries for themselves, which kind of ties into the first thing that I said of really just men forgetting about who they are and respecting themselves, that they will let women walk all over them and treat them horribly. And there's a couple of clients that I have right now who, you know, are hanging out with a girl who has said many times that she has a boyfriend. Things aren't going good with her boyfriend, but so she'll hang out with him and get drunk and like touch him and flirt with him and trying to get the attention that she needs that she's not getting from her boyfriend with him. And he gets upset and he still hangs out with her and he keeps thinking that she's going to break up with her boyfriend for him. So he's staying around and being really, really nice and sweet when really what's happening is that they have an okay friendship that's based on two people's selfish needs. The girl's getting the attention from a man that she's not getting from her boyfriend, and he's getting to hang around with a hot girl who he thinks he still has a chance with, when really what's going to happen is she's going to end up getting back together with her boyfriend because they work on things and they get into a great place, or she's going to break up with her boyfriend and start dating somebody else that's not you. So guys have to have more boundaries in place with women, saying, I won't hang out with a woman as friends if I don't actually want to be friends with her. If I think that I want to date her or sleep with her, that is the only way that I'll continue hanging out with her. Another thing, you asked for three, right?
Right, that's two.
The third one, I think, is really style. Exactly what you were saying before about like guys who really don't take care of themselves, that triggers a lot in me. If I see a guy that doesn't take care of himself, I know that he is not going to be able to take care of me. And I don't mean financially, but I just mean like, ugh, he's going to be a slob. He's disgusting. He's not happy with himself. He's, you know, I'm going to have to be a mother basically. And that's not what I want. I want to feel as feminine as possible when I am with a man. So the more feminine that I feel, the more attractive the man is to me and the more attraction I feel for him. And that comes a lot with style and the other two things that I just said as well. That's where a man can really gain his masculinity. But style is a big one. Putting yourself together well and not caring about how you appear, but actually caring about how you treat yourself. So letting yourself get really overweight is not a good thing. Not saying that people who are heavier aren't attractive, because they are. There's tons of heavier guys that I do find really attractive. But when it gets to a certain point where it's not taking care of yourself and putting that much stress on your body is not a good thing, and it's not attractive. Guys who don't groom their hair, who have dirt under their nails, who look greasy, who have food cut in their beard, who have shirts that like are half tucked out and half tucked in, who just don't put themselves together, it's an exterior shell that I don't really like to look at. And it does make me not want to get to know the rest of you. It makes it that much harder for me to want to open the door and say, okay, I'll give you a chance. Let's talk.
Okay. And let me get your thoughts on dating. How do you advise guys to handle the first date? You know, it's my belief that taking girls out on a conventional date, like dinner and a movie, is just a really bad idea for several different reasons. So what do you tell your guys to do? How should they handle the first date? Or should it really be a date at all?
It's really interesting because yesterday at the audition, that was actually a huge complaint that I heard from a lot of the single girls that were auditioning. They were saying that a lot of guys now text them and either say like, so what do you want to do tonight? in that right away. They're just like, I don't want to go out with you anymore. The other thing they said was a lot of guys will text or call and say, yeah, come hang out with my friends. And she's like, sure, I'll come hang out with your friends, but I'm probably going to go home with one of them that is not you. So the big complaint is that a lot of guys don't know how to properly date anymore because they're forgetting to be gentlemen. I don't think that you need to take a woman out to an extravagant dinner, but you need to, wherever you go, make sure that you're having a fun time. It can either be for a walk somewhere. It can be going to a mini golf course. You don't have to think of elaborate ideas. You can still go for a traditional coffee with a woman as long as, you know, you add something that's a little bit playful, fun, exciting, and different, where it doesn't feel like an interview and boring. But yeah, I think for me, I would say that for a first date, if it's somebody that you don't really know very well, I wouldn't do anything too extravagant, like a traditional dinner and a movie date, because that's investing too much time and money into them. For first dates, I would say drinks, coffee, or something that you're really interested in doing that you want to see if a woman can be part of your world. If you're really into comedy shows, take them to a comedy show. If you really like going mini golfing, take them there. If you like bowling, go bowling. If you like playing pool, go play pool. If you like sitting at a cigar shop, go, you know, it's really bringing a woman along into little portions of your world. But I don't have negative thoughts to traditional dates. It's really what happens on the date. That's the important part.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I tell guys not to take girls on these conventional first dates is because you're burdening it with too many expectations. You know, the guy's sitting there and he's thinking, God, I'm spending $100 on this dinner. She'd better put out later. I'd better get at least a kiss. So he's all nervous and on edge about this. And then she's thinking, well, what does this guy expect at the end of the night? He's shelling out all this money. The bottom line, though, is that on a first date, you really don't want to frame it as if you're the one trying to impress her by spending money and trying to win her approval, trying to buy her time, okay? The first date is really supposed to be her opportunity to impress you. You know, I'm speaking as a guy here, you know, that's how I want to play it. Do you agree? I mean, the whole idea of spending big bucks on a first date is just really a bad move.
Because there's no, exactly what you just said. Yeah, there's no point in like spending so much. To go see dinner and a movie? Oh my God, that's like $200 for the evening and so much time with the person. Like if you don't like them in the first 10 minutes and you've got 3 hours left with them, ugh, it's like pulling teeth. It's horrible.
Okay, so we're going to wrap things up soon. Marnie, I want to ask you for any funny stories or cool success stories about the guys you've worked with that you can share with us.
Okay, so I will give you one really funny story, which is one of the first guys that we ever worked with. So I met with him, and he's like, okay, what I'm looking for is a really spiritual woman. And he gave us a whole long list of what he's looking for. So my partner at the time, actually, so she and I decided that the Drum Circle in Venice would be the best place for him. He was looking for like a hippie woman who is spiritual and centered, loves yoga. So you're like, this is the best place to go. So we went there, and he kept pointing out at us, first of all, women who had husbands, like literally right beside them. So that was a no-no for us to approach them. And then after that, he would point out girls like who were wearing high heels on the beach and carrying Gucci and Versace bags, who had their hair completely done and were wearing like beautiful, like the most non-yoga spiritual woman ever. So we were like, okay, let's take a step back here. Let's figure out what it is that you really want. And when he was really open and honest with us about what it was that he was looking for, then we were able to properly assist him. Because I think a lot of guys don't know what it is that they really, really want from a partner. And it's not just like superficial stuff like I want a yoga spiritual woman, but it's actually saying, I want a partner who is open and loving, who is open to communication, who really values privacy, who like, so it's not just the surface level stuff. It's actually going a level deeper. Because I have other guys who are like, I really want a woman who knows how to play tennis. And if they don't know how to play tennis, then I don't want to be with them. And those are very surface level things to be looking for. So we really help guys get to that deeper level of really finding out what a really quality partner for them would be. For dating, for sex, for relationships, whatever it is that they're looking for. A really great story that we had was I just did a boot camp in London with David Weigand. and had mm-hmm. one of the most amazing experiences. It was a 4-day boot camp. 22 guys were on the boot camp. Each one of them had a crazy breakthrough. We were working with 5 different coaches on the boot camp, and I had this one guy at the very end say to me, "Marnie, you have changed my life." And he told me the story about him. He used to be the most closed off person in the world. So the night before, first of all, he had gone home and he had like said to his mother, "I love you," and hugged her for the first time. That was huge. But even before that, he was going home. He was like riding the tube home. And there was a cute blonde girl. He went up and approached her, which he would have never done before in the past. They chatted for like 15 minutes on the tube. And at the very end, he asked her for her phone number. She gave it to him. He kissed her on the cheek and said, "All right, I'll give you a call. See you soon." Walked out the door. And like he never had those opportunities before in his life. I know that for you, you said before, some guys, the success is getting the number. And for this guy, it definitely was, because before he would literally have women wanting to punch him because he was so closed off and angry, and he would tease them to the degree that he would be mean. And we got him to open up and really tap into his softer side, because he was like super adorable and like so warm and really could connect to people, but he just had all this shit on top of it that really guarded him towards other people, especially women. So we eliminated that for him and really got him to open up. And he's been doing really well with women since the boot camp. So that was a huge success for me and for the rest of the people in the boot camp.
That is awesome. So tell us about this new program of yours that just came out. It's been getting huge buzz. I just went through it myself and I was really impressed by the content in there. But tell our listeners about what this program delivers, what it's all about.
I'm trying to let as many people experience what it is that I do, because my time is very limited. So for me, I want to work with as many men as possible and help as many men as possible. So I have created this new product that is everything that I teach, pretty much, in one package, in one place, that helps men really learn how to master their skills with women and be like ridiculous rock stars, both in their lives and with women, so that they can enter into a world of abundance and options. It's pretty cool. Like, it's absolutely amazing how men start off in this program and how they finish if they actually do the work that's in the program.
And I also love the free bonuses that came with it. Guys, if you're listening right now, click the link right below and check it out for yourself. This package comes loaded with cool stuff. And also, the hidden camera stuff, Marnie, is very cool. I love that stuff. Tell us more about that.
Actually, in this program, there are tons of hidden camera videos and hidden recorder videos, interviews that I've done with women where I'm asking them questions like, you know, do you decide how quickly do you decide if you want to sleep with a man, want to date a man, want to be with a man, or want to slap him in the face? I ask them, how do guys avoid the friend zone? What are you attracted to? What are you not attracted to? How can a guy get you comfortable when you are having sex to make you do, you know, different things that you wouldn't normally do? I talk to them about first dates and mistakes they make. So it's really getting that insider's point of view. As well, I offer a lot of step-by-step instructions on, number one, how to get over approach anxiety. Number two, how to discover what you really want for yourself, how to establish boundaries so that you won't cross over them with women, how to discover your values that you have, your inner values, and then how to discover the values that you're looking for in a partner. Oh God, there's so much stuff in there. It's crazy. It's like hours and hours of information, videos, audios, workbooks to do. It's a really amazing program.
It definitely is. And the whole female perspective that you're bringing to it is something really new and interesting that a lot of guys are going to gain from, I think. So guys, click the link right below and check it out for yourself. You've got to see this package and all the bonuses that come with it. I highly recommend this program. So Marnie, thanks a lot for stopping by, and we'll do this again soon, I hope.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on for this. I really appreciate it.
All right, well, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening, guys. It's your wingman, Dean Cortez, and I'm signing off.